This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We have Phil's baseball for you tonight. 6:45 first pitch against the Braves. Spencer Strider versus, is it Ranger tonight or Sanchez? It is Ranger.
Ranger.
We will get back to our Everyday Eagles topic for the day. By the way, we are 100 days away from the Eagles season. We're going to do an Eagles question every day. Not necessarily always to lead off the show, but a different one to count down. We're lying to you and telling you it's going to be 100 questions. It's not.
No, we don't.
It's 100 days, but we're not going to be on 100 days.
No, there's going to be some Phillies day games in there.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of questions.
So hopefully we don't forget about this bit.
Yeah, we're not going to forget about it. This is something I can build into the show every day. Are you kidding me?
You love that.
It's a good bit.
Oh, yeah. And you can put on your little Google Doc.
Ah, yeah, my little preparation, like a coward.
What a loser.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Preparing. Who'd have guessed? We'll get to today's topic in a second, but I would say the topic that we will have all summer is Podcast P, because Paul George refuses to stop podcasting, even though everybody just wants him to be quiet and play better this year. He thinks that podcasting is his primary job. So he was doing his pod this week with Carmelo Anthony and talked about, if you remember, Ike, Paul George was caught in his car after the Eagles had won the NFC Championship game.
Say, hurry up with that.
Yeah, I know. You left a pregnant pause after caught in his car.
No, no.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man.
Jeffrey Toobin?
It wasn't after the Super Bowl. It was after the NFC Championship game. You know, and he couldn't drive anywhere. It became a funny little moment. And he talked about the moment here on his podcast.
As soon as I roll the window down, they like this. Yo, that's Paul George. Yo, that is Paul George. Said, yo, we could have kept Tobias. We could have kept Tobias. You going to do this? Shout out TB. It ain't no joke at TB. It was funny, but it was like some shit you take to the heart. Like, you right. Facts. I got you. I got to the crib, found the closest basketball. Yo, let me get right.
So Tobias Harris responds to that and quote tweets the video and puts with a picture of him smoking a cigar. And he said, after the parade, 4-27. Which is what the Sixers record was after the parade.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Now, hold on. Hold on, Toby.
Well, can everybody in this whole situation slow down a little bit?
Yes.
Everybody. Paul George, like, yes, you know, and really, and, you know, I'm not a Tobias guy, but the nerve of saying that motivated you.
Right.
Being compared to Tobias Harris.
That's, yeah. No, you're right.
It's like,
you're right.
And I think Paul George is better than Tobias Harris,
sure.
But like,
yeah.
The nerve,
yeah.
You know, of thinking that this is why a current player having a podcast is just like more trouble than it's worth, because he's speaking loose and freely,
yep.
Which I can generally appreciate. Not this time, you know?
Yeah.
Shut up. Now, Tobias.
No, I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, it's like everybody might need to slow down a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like battle of the mids here. You know, it's like, I suck worse. No, you suck worse. No, you suck worse. You know, it's like, come on.
Wow.
Stop doing the podcast, Paul George.
Yeah, PG, come on, man. You're going to be here next year. It feels like he's going to be here. That, okay, maybe he won't.
Maybe. Yeah, probably. I would
Sorry,
say probably.
Look on your family. I'm like, okay, maybe he won't be
Yeah,
here.
Probably.
Come on, brother. Get healthy. Get back in the gym.
Yeah. If you want to be a podcast, you come on our podcast once a month.
Right.
We'll edit it before it goes out so you don't get caught saying any of this stuff. You don't need to be doing your own podcast right now.
Man.
You really don't. You're making $55 million a year.
Yeah.
What is that pod paying you? All right. Anyway.
Is it paying him anything?
Yeah, I'm sure he makes money on it, but like, how much money could he make?
Like, what's that, drive around money? Like, what type of money is he making?
He's not Jason Kelsey. I mean, nobody gave him $30 million to do Podcast P. I just can't believe this guy, man. It's like a practical joke on us. Anyway, the Everyday Eagles topic today as we count down the 100 days. The Pro Football Focus released their quarterback rankings for 2025. Jalen Hurts was number 5, but was in the top of the second tier. The first tier being Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Jalen Hurts being the top of the second tier, which includes Jaden Daniels, Matt Stafford, and...
Yeah, who else did you say?
Hold on. Jaden Daniels, Matt Stafford, Hurts. And Justin Herbert.
Oh, Justin Herbert, yeah.
Yeah. The next tier was Goff, Geno Smith, and Brock Purdy. The next tier was Jordan Love, who probably would have been...
I'm surprised Jordan Love is not...
He's dropped down.
Man,
did not have a great year.
Last year, he would have been up in the tier with Jaden Daniels.
You know, what's funny is most of this tier, 3B, would have been much higher last year.
Right.
So Jordan Love would have been higher. Baker Mayfield, probably about the same.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud would have been much higher.
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence would have been much higher.
Yep.
Dak Prescott would have been much higher.
Yep.
Tua Tagovailoa probably would have been higher.
Yeah.
And the only one that wouldn't have was Kyler Murray, you know.
Yeah, he's always tricky to kind of rate.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray. I mean, that's just about Jalen.
Yeah.
I know you have him. I know you're cool with the list and being where he's ranked at and everything.
Yeah.
Is there anything he can do this year that would put him up there with those other four for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play like the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. In most games.
The majority of the season.
Look like that.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about numbers. You want to see.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's only because we don't know what is appealing to someone
Josh
else.
Josh Allen's numbers are not like crazy. They're not Burrow numbers.
Yeah.
This past year.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't. They weren't Burrow numbers. They weren't Lamar numbers.
Yep.
If he plays like that, which I don't think is out of bounds, and I think is a lot more like the 2022
Jalen. It's closer to 2022,
What I am hoping is, what happened in those games unlocked something that he forgot or broke.
Right.
Like something clearly was different in 23 and the beginning of 24 than it was in 22.
Right.
Sometimes like you just need to see something or feel something or trust something or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And what I'm hoping is them, and by the way, this happened to Josh Allen to an extent,
mm-hmm.
is they pulled him back.
Sure, yeah.
And it eased in,
mm-hmm.
and he became MVP guy last year. Didn't start off as MVP guy last year. It was fine, but didn't.
I still can't believe, was it his peers that voted him overrated?
Most overrated. It was.
It was the players,
right? It was players.
Well, by the way, players are struggling because they said the same about Halliburton, right?
Yes, he was also voted as most overrated.
Yeah.
Whoops
right.
and whoops.
Players are struggling, yeah. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and that makes the Ace Bailey thing it's a little
with
concerning.
Paul George, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
That's a fair point, yeah.
Yeah.
Players are good at playing. Maybe not always great at evaluating.
Yeah, evaluator is not always the
you know.
Best. Yeah.
So I think if Jalen plays like that, then he's then he's a guy.
All right.
So he'll start passing the eye test and everything will be fine.
Listen, I'm fine. I want to know whether or not there's anything he can do because some people he's never going to be able to do to be in that class because you know his physical things aren't going to change.
No,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like he's not
going
to throw the ball like Josh Allen or any of that stuff. I don't think that's ever going to change. But you're saying if more of the offense is about throwing the ball.
They some have more explosive plays throwing.
Yeah.
I think it opens the game up a little bit. Honestly, even at this point, what are the quarterbacks? I think 5 is fine, is fair.
Yeah, no, you said that.
I would have Stafford above him.
Okay.
I would have, I love Baker.
Baker, yeah.
I would have Baker Mayfield above him, and that's probably it. Like, Purdy has had one great year, too. That's it. Jared Goff has failed in the playoffs too many times. Justin Herbert, Justin Herbert has more physical arm talent than Jalen does, but eventually you're going to have to be good
in
real life.
Yeah.
You know, the guys that I would have had above him last year, like the Love, CJ Stroud, they haven't earned it.
Right.
I just don't think they've earned it. Jordan Love had a weird year last
year.
He did. And it felt like when you watched him, it did feel like something mechanically fell apart. Like he was less disciplined. It felt like he was thrown off his back foot all the time, taking too many chances. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
215-592-9494. You know who doesn't take any chances? Is you. You don't want to take chances with your new doors and your new windows. When you go Guida, there's no chance you're taking because you're going to get the best deal. They're taking care of you. You're going to get the best product. You're going to have the highest efficiency, you know, high efficiency, low E glass of those windows. The best that make the doors right there on site. That was in the factory. It's pretty wild. You want a front entry door, make it for you. If you want a sliding patio door, you're not taking a chance with Guida. So if new windows, new doors is on your to-do list, take care of Guida, right? Let Guida take care of you, rather. 20% off every window, 20% off every door, no money out of pocket. So you start your project with no money down, and you're going to take up to 3 years to pay it off with no interest. Your energy bills are going to go down. The value of your home is going to go up. All good things. Call Guida, 877-GO-GUIDA. Because this offer is a limited time only, and there are restrictions. They'll get you the details and all that. You set up your free no-obligation at-home estimate, or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. What, Jack, if you're going to do that, like, what are you laughing at?
No, I was talking to myself. Okay. I'm thinking about how I'm setting up this top five.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Oh, you're already excited for it.
I am excited for it. Okay. I'm trying to think of how I'm going to deliver some of the things.
Okay. Gary and Vineland here on WIP. What's up, Gary?
I got a quick sleeper cell report. I meant to call last week, but I didn't have the time. Spike, you were catching some shrapnel, man.
Wait, a quick what? I'm sorry, say again?
Sleeper cell report.
Oh, sleeper cell report. Okay.
Chuck was on the morning show saying that you got killed in your debate. And then, of course, Andy in the afternoons just, I guess he gets like a chuckle every time he says your actual name. Like, I don't get it.
Oh, Andy from Deptford? Who sits on hold for 3 hours every one of our shows and we never talk to him. Same Andy.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. I mean, he just has to say your name like five times.
My real, here's the thing. First of all, Chuck Call in the morning show and siding with Jolly. Look, anyone siding with Jolly just agrees with his point. Jolly didn't win the agreement. He didn't win the debate.
Well, AI disagreed.
No, you didn't even listen to the AI thing. How do you even know what the AI said? And look, if you agree with Jolly, that's fine. He didn't win the debate. So Chuck can call the morning show all he wants. And Andy from Deptford, if we want, my real name is Brett. Everybody knows my real name's not Spike. It's Brett. Nobody's called me, but Ike's real name is Isaiah.
Hey, man.
And my real name's John.
And his real name's John. So we're all liars.
Yeah,
here.
But hold on. I was named Jack.
Your name is John.
Man.
And my name is not.
You named yourself Spike.
How about this? I've been going by Spike for as long as you've been alive.
Well, that's more of an indictment on you.
Oh, is it?
I actually don't know what indictment means. But
okay.
Let me
go. Okay. All right, Gary. Go on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now, you're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nobody cares. He was Big Daddy Graham. That's respect.
Right.
But, yeah, I think five is a good number for him. I don't know. Maybe, I guess, a little disrespect because he was 2 Super Bowls, 1-1 against arguably one of the best teams in his era. But I don't, you know, they're going to say it was the defense. It was everything else but him. But in those big games, he shows up.
Do you think he should be in that top tier or no? Forget about five, because five is sort of like a,
Not disrespectful.
Yeah,
so
it's not disrespectful to be five. Do you feel like he should be in that tier one, though, with those other guys, forgetting about five?
I think he should be tier one just because of his accomplishments. I mean, I know all season long maybe he didn't have the stats the other guys do, but when in the big games, he showed out.
He sure did. What's the Gary? Thank you for the sleeper cell report as well. What is the next question today? What is the best concert you've ever seen?
So my best one's the same as yours. That was an amazing, insane. I've never been in anything like that. When Nirvana went on the stage, like it felt like I wasn't touching the ground because everybody was.
Oh, you went to that show at the Armory?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was amazing.
Wow.
Who was it?
The Nirvana at the Armory.
Oh.
93, is that what that was? 92, 93, maybe it was 93.
I believe you. Can I give you my worst since we had the same bet?
Sure.
I won Dave Matthews tickets, and it wasn't worth the price I paid for the ticket. It's like a cult. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah,
like
I saw
Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah. Now, Jack, do you like Dave Matthews shows?
No. Well, I've never been to a Dave Matthews show. I think he's fine.
Okay.
I've heard they're really hit or miss, though. Either amazing or horrible.
Yeah, I saw him in Camden once, and I sat in the lawn, and I was like, ah, this isn't for me. The music's fine. I don't mind the music.
They're kind of like Grateful Dead fans.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. When he does his hits, it was great. But then the other stuff, like, they're like, oh, my God, he's got the purple car. Oh.
Yes. Like, yeah. They're all very into it. It's like, thank you for the call, Gary. It's like, if you want to do drugs, why do you have to buy a concert ticket to go do drugs? Like, go do drugs at home.
Yeah,
you
know, that's a good PSA to put out there.
Of the music.
Yeah, well, you could turn on stereo.
Nah, it's a lot cheaper.
Do enough drugs to you think you're at the concert. You know, it's just like
turn the music up loud.
Yeah.
Now, is that an official Spike Eskin
endorsement? No, oh, okay. I don't actually want you to do a lot
the way
of drugs.
You're endorsing?
Yes. Jim in Delray.
I don't sell drugs to children.
There it is. Jim in Delray Beach, Florida. You're on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Spike, I wanted to come on the air when you were talking to Jolly.
Oh.
I'm a basketball historian. I actually spoke to Will Chamberlain for half an hour. I spent time with him in Boca Raton. That's another story.
But okay.
15 out of the top 20 GMs, ranked GMs, only have zero or one championship. 15 of the 20.
You mean of the top winning GMs?
The highest winning percentage GMs. Now, there's some that have one more, like, let's go with Myers, Kraus.
R.J. Buford.
Right, and R.J. Buford.
R.C. R.C. Buford, yes.
Yeah, that's right. They have one championship. Pat Riley has won two. The New York Knicks have only won two in their history. So Daryl Morey, before this year, was at like a 630 win percentage. So when Jolly, who doesn't even watch basketball, is commenting on this stuff, it's not right. It's just not right. He doesn't know. Doesn't understand what he's talking about.
Look, and preaching to the choir here, Jim.
Yeah, he did get you on one point. Like, you should have responded. What trades has he made? Well, just the Simmons Harden trade. Harden trade has landed us several number ones plus SWAT picks, and you didn't really bring that up.
Well, I did, but he also thinks that James Harden, that like trading Ben Simmons for James Harden is not a win.
No, that's a clear win because you don't know what that's going to bring you down the road.
Sure, and they ended up with the Clippers pick and the Clippers swap and all that.
That's correct.
Look.
You didn't bring that up. And the other trade, which is a win-win, is Grimes and the number 35 this year. You didn't bring that up.
That was a good trade, too. Now, that was also, he traded a guy, Caleb Martin, who he signed. So it was erasing a mistake, I guess. But, yes, I agree.
So,
but here's the thing, Jim. Here's the thing on Jolly. Every point I made, he dismissed as not mattering. So I said he drafted Tyrese Maxey. He said, doesn't matter. I said he drafted Jared McCain. He said, it doesn't matter. I said he traded Ben Simmons for James Harden. He said, doesn't matter.
Said winning is the only thing that matters.
Winning a championship is the only thing that matters. Unless you're Mikal Bridges or Sam Presti, in which case then just lasting longer than the Sixers.
Sam Presti has never won a title.
I know it.
What I was trying to tell you.
But he's about to win his first.
Yeah, he's going to win this year.
A handful of GMs that have won titles. Jerry West, Kraus. The guy you met from San Antonio, and you figure what's the guy Myers from Golden State, KD fell on his lap. So, come on, I mean, you have to win, but it's hard to win a championship. Jolly says, "Oh, you're not good if you win a championship." That's a ridiculous statement, and he doesn't even watch the NBA.
Yeah, I honestly think Jolly's full of it, Jim, to be quite honest with you.
Well, you know what? I mean, I understand what he's saying, but it's you've got to bring a point up, but he has made some great trades. When Harden lost his championships, remember, he lost to San Antonio and he lost to Golden State, slightly better teams. You can't do anything about that. And you made a very valid point, Spike, when you said players win, not the GMs. You were 100% correct with that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I appreciate the call, Jim.
But you didn't bring up a couple of points with the issue about trades.
You brought them up.
The Simmons trade is a joke. You could not have gotten the draft capital but for Simmons.
Jim, I did bring up the Simmons trade, just to be clear. I did bring it up. I did.
I know, but we got capital from the Harden. From that spun off to Harden. Plus, it freed up the money for George.
We should have had you debate. Yeah, we should have had Jim.
So, thank you for the call, Jim. I appreciate it. We should have Jim debate Jolly.
Yes.
Because I did it wrong.
Yeah, I think he was upset that you didn't bring it. You left this out. You left this out.
It is hard to win championships.
It is.
Look, whatever. I don't want to have the Daryl Morey debate again.
Good, man. Yes.
I'm done. Done with the Daryl Morey debate. Big Aaron. And the other thing is, Daryl Morey, you better fix this.
Yeah.
And there's a little message to you, Daryl. He's like, going out on a limb here,
my neck
buddy.
Is out here on the line.
Yeah,
buddy.
Like, you know, these YouTube videos are going to live forever. The podcast is going to live forever, Daryl. It's like, go fix this. Go get on the horn with Paul George and be like, I am training you $55 million, or paying you $55 million a year. What do you need to do a podcast
stop
for?
Podcasting.
Get the podcast out of there. Get on the phone with Embiid. Maybe one time he can come into camp, not 25 pounds overweight. Mm-hmm. Make that happen. Like, let's go. Make it happen.
Can he get a new knee in that?
Well, maybe a new knee.
Yeah, maybe a new knee.
Maybe a new knee. That would probably help, too. He can't do anything about that.
Listen, it's been quiet on the Joel front.
It really has. It's been more than 6 weeks since the surgery, too.
Yeah, no, where's that update?
No update.
For the knee scope.
They're just hoping everything just keep going, and we look up it's Eagles training camp.
Yeah. I'm slipping it in on a Friday.
Yep.
I just can't wait. It's like they're sitting there like, someone tweeted us.
Not yet.
Friday at 5:22 will be injury update, and it'll just be reevaluated in another 6 weeks, which is here's what's going to happen when we get an Embiid update. It's going to be progressing. We'll update you again. We'll check in again in another 6 weeks. Is exactly what it's going to happen. All right, Jack, you've been talking about this top five you have coming up. You've been grinning about it. You've been giggling in the studio. I wonder if the YouTube people can see you giggling.
I don't think so.
Okay. What do you have coming up in the top five?
I want to make this clear. Non-serious. We're doing this all with a smile. We're having fun.
Okay? Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Things guys do that annoy me.
Oh, things that guys do that annoy you.
Yeah.
Hmm. Huh. What could he be saying that could make somebody mad? Yeah.
Well, not mad. Just like obviously, there's bad things
that annoy you. Yeah,
I'm talking about like these are like everyday things that guys do that bother me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even
so not like
you're a
murder.
Guy.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting the murder off the table.
Okay.
Yeah. That one's okay. Not. We obviously know that one.
All right. So just fun little annoying.
Yes. Okay. As I am a guy. Yeah. But I think I'm developing into more of a guy's guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is gonna hurt.
Who's seeing that?
It's actually not going to hurt. I think you'll be proud of me. Ike.
Really?
Okay. Seeing other guys may agree with you. Okay. Well, I'm interested unless I'm on the list.
Looking forward to it. So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.